What's at stake? The Hopi prophecy. Time to decide. Ancient and indigenous cultures throughout the world concur. Human civilization is at a turning point, a new beginning so monumental we will know the entirety of it only as we live it. What all prophecies agree is this: all of creation is included in this great turning. No one is exempt. No one can opt out. There is nowhere to hide. The Hopi prophecy, amongst Tibetan, yogic, Maori, Mayan, and too many others to name or to count, states this: we are now in the midst of the time to decide. What is it that we are deciding? We are well past the point of weighing out, do we respond reactively or proactively to the swelling of crises which are signposts of massive change at hand? That point of leisurely contemplation was surpassed at least 20 years ago. Or are we deciding whether we agree or disagree on the cause of global warming, let alone whether or not it actually exists? Are we deciding to aim to all agree on something, anything, or to learn to familiarize ourselves with and thus accept diversity? What is it that we are deciding? According to the Hopi prophecy, our decision now is whether to continue to believe and to behave as if God is an option, living as if material focus alone is life-giving, sustainable, fulfilling, and good. Or our decision is to make the polar shift and folding into us like egg whites into a souffle as one, the truth that God is the center point in us, God by many and all names, the zero point, the connecting point, the genesis, the very core of our existence. Cut off from God, and we cut off from life. This time to decide is our last free will big decision. Past the by before date, the due date of this great cosmic birth, any free will that chooses in its limited perception to carry on as if material existence is all that is, will evaporate. As pure energy, nameless and unnamed, it will be reabsorbed by divine command into the totality from whence it came. Free will and divine will, all will be birthed home. The decision is, will it be by conscious, awakened choice? Or will it be in the sweep of the collective inevitable plan? For all energy is connected, and critical mass is, ultimately, not an expression of volume or of numbers. Critical mass is an expression of potency, and one unit of divinity is equivalent to billions of particles of unawake mind. Each drop of water, more than its unique identity as an individual droplet, is an inextricable part of the entire sea. The impact of each distinct droplet as a part of the whole is so much greater than any individual drop can have. For a drop of water is only a drop until it recalibrates, until it merges and its molecular structure shifts into immersion as union, into evaporation, into condensation, into rain. So, too, each individual ego is less a unique identity than it is an inextricable part of the entire sea. As those of us who choose to wake up and to align our free wills with divine will activate this, that is, droplets in the great big sea, we immensely add to the momentum exponentially increasing as others begin making a similar choice. Together, we are accelerating our motion towards the tipping point, the teeter-totter point of humanity's consciousness entering its fully awake state.